The Lord's activities are unlimited. If Anantasesha, with his unlimited hoods, cannot describe the wonderful pastimes of Gaurahari, then what qualifications do I, a simple narrator with unlimited mouth, have to describe the Lord's pastimes? If I omit some pastimes of Lord Gaurahari, then I apologize to you, my nectar seekers. Forgive me, for we are limited here only for a short period of time. Once, on the instruction of the Lord, both Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur went door to door on the streets of Navadvipa, giving the nectar of the holy name to whoever they met. My dear Lord Nityananda, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally ordered us, whoever you meet, simply speak him about Krishna. Surely, there is no more fortunate position than to be preaching on the order of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes, Haridas, you are right. Yes, Haridas, you are right. We must give out Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The fallen people of this age are so tightly bound up in the materialistic life. If we do not give them opportunity to hear and chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, they are destined for a hellish existence in the next life.
Come, there is no moment to waste. We must press on and visit a few more doors before nightfall.
Here is a house. Let us try this one. My dear sir, please give up your sinful life. My dear sir, please give up your sinful life. Chant the holy name of Krishna and adhere yourself to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
My dear friends, what you say may be right. But what can I do? All my hours are spent in maintaining family members. I have no time for religion.
You say you have no time, but death may come at any moment and you cannot say you have no time. Then listen, you do not have to neglect your family, but as a householder, it is your duty to free your family from the cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, what is the use of simply filling their bellies? Even the animal can do that.
This valuable human life is meant only for reviving our eternal relationship with Krishna. If you do this by chanting the holy names and living a pure life, do you think the Supreme Lord, who is maintaining all living entities in the universe, will let your family starve?
I never thought about it like that before. You are quite right. I must not waste any more time. But how can I change my ways?
The first and the foremost thing to do is to always remember Krishna by chanting his holy names. Now repeat after me.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
If you always chant like this and live your life according to the principle of Bhagavad Gita, then you will very quickly develop your Krishna consciousness and you along with your family will become very happy and free from all anxieties.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will certainly follow your instructions. Believe me.
Jai, we will visit you again when we come back this way.
Now please, you have been so kind to me. I must repay you in some way.
What on earth was that?
Oh no, that's two robbers again. Jagai and Madai.
Who are they?
They are the meanest pair of dacoits who ever walked the land of Bengal. Nothing and no one is safe when they are on the loose. I am going inside and bolting the door. I wouldn't wait around here if I were you.
Perhaps we should avoid these two fellows. We do not want to cause any harm.
Haridas, surely we must be merciful to these fallen souls. For if they are delivered from their sinful ways, then the good name of Lord Chaitanya will be still more glorified.
Here, Jagai, look at this old man.
Come on, Madai, let's do him in.
Yeah, I will break his neck.
My dear friends, please chant the holy name of Krishna and give up your sinful life.
What? Vaishnavas?
You are the scum of the earth.
Come on, Malai. Let's teach these fools a lesson.
Yeah, come here. You too.
The essence of all Vedic knowledge is included in the 8 syllables Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the reality of all Vedanta. The chanting of holy names is the only way to cross the ocean of nascence and is the chief means of attaining the love of Godhead. By humility and meekness, one attracts the attention of Krishna. Therefore, if one becomes very humble and meek, he can easily attain the lotus feet of Krishna in this age of Kali. In this way, whatever one does in executing devotional service must be accompanied with chanting of holy names of the Lord. Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas, what is the news of today's preaching work?
My dear Lord, by unlimited mercy, many fallen souls were delivered. But there were two sinful robbers who would not listen to us. Somehow or other, they avoided your mercies, my Lord.
Yes, dear Lord, these men were two demonic brothers named Jagai and Madai. When we asked them to chant, they simply attacked us with filthy language and then chased us for miles. By Krishna's grace, we narrowly escaped, but they would have killed us and had we been caught.
It is a great misfortune that they could not be given the mercy.
My dear devotees, I am very pleased that you tried to deliver such a degraded pair of fellows. Actually, I know of these two brothers, Jagai and Madai. Formerly, they were good young boys, Jagannath and Madhava, born in a respectable Brahmana family, but due to bad association, they have become meat-eaters, woman-hunters and sinners of the worst kind. But do not be downhearted. If at first you do not succeed, then try again. Somehow or the other, they might be delivered. For everything is possible by the grace of Krishna.
Yes, we'll go to them tomorrow and preach to them again. By your mercy, they will be delivered. Jai Hari Bol! Gaurav Hari Bol!
Hey,
look, it's those nonsense godmongers again.
What? Come back? Come back for more? Have you? Well, take this.
It does not matter that you have done this. I still request you to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna.
How astonishing! I have never seen such tolerance. Madhai, he must be a saintly person. My dear sir, I am very sorry. Please forgive me and please pardon my brother.
Hey, hey, what's wrong with you, Jagai? You lost your brain? Out of my way, you fool. I'm going to teach this Vaishnava not to mess with me.
No, Malai, don't do it.
Narsimhadev, Narsimhadev.
How dare you hurt Lord Nityananda? I will destroy you for this. Chakra!
Wait, my lord. Your mission is not to kill, but to deliver such rascals at this. If you kill these two robbers, then you may as well as kill all the people of this age, for they are all practically as fallen as these two. Please be merciful to them, I beg you.
All right, I will spare you, but on one condition only. You must solemnly promise that, from this moment onwards, you will give up all your sinful habits and take up the chanting of holy names as your only shelter.
Oh, yes, my lord. I will do anything. You ask anything.
I will turn over a new leaf. I promise.
Come now, my dear friends. Do not fear. Although you are most fallen, but by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have become the most fortunate ones.
Oh, thank you, my lord. Thank you.
Dear Lord Gauranga, you are so kind to the unfortunate living entities in the Kali Yuga. For although everyone is so sinful in this age, you are freely giving the highest benediction, pure loving service to the Krishna, to anyone who simply takes shelter of your lotus feet. Let's chant the holy name right now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.